Daddy, you there? I know you're in there, Daddy. I can hear you doing something. Daddy, this is important. I need your help. I'm coming in. You better be decent. Didn't hear. I'm sorry. I didn't know you just got out of the shower. I am covering my eyes. You don't have to yell at me. I can't see anything. Well, mostly. You good now? Can we talk? Finally. So, as you know, Daddy, I leave for college next month. Checked my list and got everything I need. But there's still one thing I'm not ready for yet. Boys. Yes, Daddy, I'm still a virgin. Why would I be confused of boys if I wasn't? Come on, Daddy, catch up. Anyways, I just need some advice, or better yet, some help. What do I mean by help? Well, look, I'll just be straight up, Daddy. I want you to fuck me. I want you to be the one who takes my virginity and makes me a woman. Oh, don't act so shocked, Daddy. I've caught you looking at me, staring like you're in awe of what you helped create. I'm the best of you and mommy. I've got mom's looks, except better. And I've got your stubborn, never settle for less attitude from you. So you know I'm not going to quit until I get that dick, Daddy. Besides, how can I say no to this bubble butt? To be honest, I wanted this for a while, Daddy. Ever since a vacation at the lake a few years ago, when you accidentally came out of the water without your trunks. Can't imagine. That image of your hard cock never left my memory. Something else I never forget was that one day you stayed home from work. I was in my room masturbating when I saw you peeking through the crack of the door. You thought I didn't see you, but I did. Why else do you think I started moaning for you all of a sudden? You never did come in, but you did leave a present for me, a nice big load dripping down from the wall of my door. And you always taught me how to never leave a mess, so I made sure to lick it all up. How come you never came in, Daddy? And why was your cock so hard in the lake that day? Kind of like how it is right now. Look, I know you want me, Daddy, and I want you. No, I need you. The smell and taste of your cum, seeing that long, stiff cock swing like a meaty pendulum, I can't get it out of my head. Oh, fuck. And I can feel how thick it is even through that towel. Come on, Daddy, let's have a quickie right now. Mommy would never find out, I promise. Shit. Hey, Mom! Me? Oh, I was just asking Daddy for help with boys, trying to learn all the tricks that boys do to get in our pants so I'll know how to avoid it in college. And dinner's ready? Awesome, we'll be down there in a minute. Of course, that clock blocking bitch had to come in now. This isn't over, Daddy. We'll finish this later. So that's when Michael quit the dunk take, too. Him and Duncan were so mad at me. Me and the girls kept hitting bullseyes on them. That was a good meal, Mom. The Ogre Tom potatoes were to die for. Need help with the dishes? No? Perfect. Then I continue asking Daddy for advice on boys. Your headphones? Guess you didn't want to hear us, huh? They were right there by the sugar tin on the counter. What's wrong, Daddy? You seem like your mind's somewhere else. Also, looks like your cock is suffocating in those shorts. Let's give it some air. Fuck. There goes the cock of my dreams. That feel good, Daddy? Doesn't. My soft hand smoking this hard dick. But I noticed you were so hard before I even touched it. Were you thinking about me? You're such a bad daddy. Thinking about this innocent little daughter like that. So, what exactly were you thinking about? How much you want me? Pushing me against a wall, pinning my arms behind my back, and fucking me relentlessly? I bet you love that, seeing every inch of this monster disappear inside me. Well, you know, my pussy isn't the only hole your cock can disappear in. Watch this. See how easily I can reach the base of your cock? I've been doing this for a while. I learned to relax my throat and take every inch of like it's nothing. Now let me get it nice and wet before the main event. Oh, go. And now it's time. Oh, no, you don't, Daddy. Don't fart it. We both know you want this. Just let it happen, Daddy. You'll thank me so... You'll thank me for this later. I finally lost my virginity to my daddy. It doesn't hurt as much as I thought. Oh, God, Daddy. Fuck, I love the way you stretch my walls. You like how tight I am, Daddy? How I squeeze your dick? Don't I feel better than Mommy? I must be because you're throbbing. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. No, Daddy, I won't be quiet. Mommy can't hear us. She's too busy listening to Michael Bublé or whoever the fuck. Watch. You're fucking me so hard. Mommy's pussy must be totally trash, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh. Mommy, help. Daddy's hurting my poor little virgin pussy. He's shoving his big old cock deep into my car. Oh, fuck, I can't even see. He's gripping my hips for dear life. He's pushing me it into me. Oh, he's growing my little candy so much that I'm gonna come. Forcing me to come on his cock. I'm coming. I'm fucking. Come. Oh. No! Shit, I actually did come. See? Mom didn't even hear a thing. We can be as loud and nasty as we want right now. Now let me turn around and bend over so you can see this big juicy ass bouncing up and down on that cock. Oh, fuck. Now isn't that better? I'm right under the tablecloth so Mom won't see a thing. And all you see is my bubble butt eating the dick out of. Isn't the sight of my face, my pretty peach, just wonderful? Let me grab my ankles so I can go faster. Yes, that's it, Daddy. Bone me. Oh, don't be afraid to bump that big fat Daddy. Dick and Stevens are my first use. Cut me. Oh, it's amazing how good Mommy's headphones are. She can't hear all my moaning and the love slapping me, slamming into my pussy. Oh. Fuck! Don't even think of me as your daughter, Daddy. I'm just some young type fuck meat for you to stroke your cock with. Oh my God, use my tight one. Oh, use it to drink yourself off into me. I don't want this in you, Daddy. You can sneak in my room after Mommy goes to sleep and use my holes every night. You don't even have to wake me up. Just stick it in and start fucking me. Oh! And then Mommy, when you and Mommy come visit me at college, I'll have my roommate guide her around campus while you fuck. You and I fuck all over my dorm room. Just imagine all that sticky, wet, and nasty incest sex we're gonna have in there. Oh, fuck. Thinking about all the fucking Ramsey behind Mommy's back is making me come. You're gonna come too? Do it. Come on back. Dump everything you have deep inside me. Yes, yes, yes. Finally, some warm inside me. Oh, fuck. You feel that, Daddy? My pussy's sucking you in and stealing all that cum. Told you I'd feel better than Mommy. And don't worry, I'm on birth control, so relax and let me massage every last drop. Oh, fuck. There we go. Ah, don't you feel nice and empty? Daddy, I really want to keep Daddy's coming me. Maybe if even stop taking birth control and have your baby. But I won't. If I get pregnant, then I won't be able to have more fun like this, Daddy, because you'll be in jail. I'll just scoop it out of my pussy and taste it. You taste amazing. Looks like Mom was done with the dishes. I'm going back to my room to wash up. You should too, especially with all my juices making that puddle on your lap. Remember, come to my room when Mommy goes to sleep later so we can continue. Because if you don't, I might have to sneak into yours and come get what I want myself. Although I have a feeling I want to resort to that. See you soon, Daddy. Mwah.